Welcome to Nick Biddle's Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm here with Tarina again. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Nick Biddle?
I'm good. Now, today, last time we talked, you were having hot flashes. Is that going on today?
Yes. Not so far. Hey, we're doing good.
So, but at any moment.
But don't say it, because then it just comes up.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
And someday we're probably going to have the conversation of all of that with you.
Why?
I think it's a good story.
No.
No? Okay. We won't. Never mind.
I don't think there's much leadership in that.
There's a lot of life.
A lot of life, yes.
So last time we talked about having hard conversations.
Yes.
Have you had any hard conversations since we talked last?
I don't know. I can't remember the last several days very much. We've kind of all been sick, so it's just a blur.
Yeah, that's been a
probably
treat.
Just a hard conversation with myself. Get well, get over this, get up.
Yeah, get out of bed.
Yes. Right.
And sometimes it is mind over matter.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not.
I know.
One of the things you had mentioned in that last episode was, I'm so good at this and I never mess up. And
right.
After we recorded that, I got to completely disagree with you.
What?
I mean, I think I burn bridges, but I know I used to burn a lot more than now. And I did it because I didn't know how to have that conversation. Because I wasn't born knowing how to have a tough conversation. I used to screw it up. And I used to just lead with emotion and make it about me. Well, and I'd never ask for permission.
That's a good one. To ask for permission.
Yeah. So when you say I always did it right, I have not always done it right. And I think I do it right sometimes now. And when I do it right, it's because I've screwed up so much.
Oh,
so I just want to make that correction. I know you think I'm perfect. But
yeah, I do. You do a great job.
I am a long ways from it.
Well, we all are.
So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, we have talked about a lot of heavier, I want to say, conversations of life with some leadership with some life. I feel a little more lighthearted today. Maybe it's because the sun is shining and it's beautiful outside. I love being outside. But do you have a funny story? More funny story? We laugh all the time at our house. But
yeah, most of the stuff we talk about at the house I can't share.
Oh. Well, think of something.
I could. I've got a story that I could share. I've never told it on stage.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if I could look an audience in the eye, tell the story, but.
Well, you just have to look at me.
That's right. Well, maybe, and you've heard this story. It's when I was in Las Vegas at the spa.
Oh, dear.
You remember that story?
I do. Is there leadership in that story?
There's no leadership. There was a lot of assumptions in that story, but.
So it's do not assume day?
That might be the lesson. Let's see what happens. There might be a new lesson that okay. comes out of this. This might be the last time anyone ever listens to this. And we won't need to do this anymore.
I get nervous on the let's see what happens
well,
comment.
I don't want to rehearse this. Let's just see what happens.
Let's just do it.
Let's just see what happens. Go. So let me remember this story. So I was speaking in Las Vegas. This was several years ago. And one of the benefits, it was one of those big hotels, I don't know if it was the MGM Grand or the Caesar's Palace or Bellagio or Mandalay, but you know, it was one of those main hotels on the strip, and it was a big conference center, and I wasn't speaking till, I don't know, maybe afternoon, but so I had access to the gym and to the spa, and so I went down in the morning, and I worked out, and got done with my workout, and there was the spa area.
Cold plunge.
That's right. There's cold plunge. There's hot tub. There's steam room, you know, all that stuff.
And I love all that stuff.
I like doing that stuff.
And yeah.
So I go in, and everybody's naked.
Yee.
And It's just men, but I don't get it. I don't know why people have to be naked. I mean, I was wearing trunks. What's wrong with that?
Right.
But everybody, it's like fat old men naked everywhere. And it just bothered me. And it bothered me to the point, I mean, there's probably 20, and this is later in the morning, there's probably 20, 25 men. And some of them are just sitting on a chair and naked. And some of them are, they're in the hot tub naked and the cold plunge naked. But that's a whole different set of problems. And I'm the only guy in trunks. And I start getting insecure about being in trunks. I mean, and you know me, I either don't think anything through at all or I way overthink it. But I'm like, well, I can't drop my drawers now. It's like I've been in the hot tub or, you know, right before I get in the hot tub, drop my drawers. That would be so wrong. I mean, because I understand muscle memory is a real thing. And I don't go to Vegas very often, but usually I'm in Ohio at the Holiday Inn. And I don't want to create this muscle memory where before I get into the swimming pool, I drop my drawers because that would get me arrested, I'm certain.
Yes.
So I'm struggling with this. But I just muscle through. I keep my trunks on and I do the hot tub, I do the cold plunge, and then I shower and I go back to my room and I go do my talk and I leave. But it's like the whole time I'm like overthinking it and I'm like, well, why wouldn't you got nothing to be ashamed of, Nick? I mean, why were you the only one with trunks on? And so I just kind of told myself, next time I'm in this situation, I'm going to be more confident, and when in Rome, you know, I'm just going to do
blend in.
That's right. I guess I'd rather blend in naked than stick out wearing trunks. So a few years go by, and sure enough, I got another gig in Vegas and different hotel, but it's one of those. I don't know. Couldn't even tell you which one.
They're all fancy, seems like.
They're all fancy. They all smell like cigarette smoke.
Right.
But my talk is about 10 a.m. And so the fitness center was open 24 hours, I think. But the spa didn't open till like 5 a.m. Okay. So I set my alarm with time change. It wasn't a big deal. And I go down 5 a.m. I work out. And I'd gotten a fortune cookie, you know, at Panda Express like a year before that just said, you know, try new things. And so I told myself, hey, when I'm in this spa, I'm not going to do trunks. I'm just going to.
A fortune cookie?
You know, there's wisdom in a variety of interesting places. So I work out, I shower off, and then I grab a towel and I go into this spa. And it's similar deal. There's a hot tub. It's huge. I mean, it's the shape of a oblong donut, and there's an island in the middle, and you can sit in the middle or you can sit around the outside, and there's a couple other pools, and there's a bunch of tables and chairs, and there's a cold plunge, and I kind of thought this through, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna do the hot tub, and then I'm gonna do the cold plunge, and so I left my towel at the cold plunge.
Okay.
Because I knew after that cold plunge, I would really
you would need the towel,
regardless of the audience. And so I did drop my towel, confidently walk across, I don't know, it's maybe 30 or 40 feet to the big hot tub. And, you know, I've never experienced a hot tub unrestricted in the public, you know. And I thought, well, this is, I mean, I guess I can see the appeal. I mean, it was kind of nice.
Oh,
and
dear.
I was the only person in there. I mean, there was nobody there. And so I could get used to this. And after about 10 minutes, there was a still small voice that in my head that just said, you know, you've had enough. Why don't you get out and call it a day? And I rarely listen to that voice. And
when you overheat fast in hot tubs.
Well, and that's a great point.
Bad
so,
past there.
Yeah. When was it?
We've been married 1 year.
We've been married a year. We were living in an apartment complex in Oklahoma City.
Had a nice hot tub.
Had a nice hot tub. Hot one.
Yes.
And I remember in college, boy, I used to be able to handle the hot tub. Hot tub and sauna. Well, I could stay in there all day.
Yeah.
I love the heat.
Yes.
But that was the winter. That was the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd gone down and sitting in the hot tub. And I don't know how long we'd been in there. Long time.
Yeah, it was plenty.
And there was a new couple we'd met.
Yeah, we were getting to know them.
And I just remember getting hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I got to get out of this thing. But didn't want to be rude.
Right.
So finally, I stepped out of this hot tub. And I just sat on the edge. So my feet were in the hot tub. I don't remember a whole lot after that. Why don't you fill in the blanks? I look at you
and your eyes are kind of glazy. And then you just, and I stood in front of you and you just fell on me. And so then I, and you know, dead weight, you compared to me is a big difference.
Yeah, I was probably about 235 then. And, so I fell forward into the hot tub.
Yes.
And you were catching me.
And so I'm trying to get you out of the hot tub and not just throw you back on the concrete. And I'm asking these strangers to help us. And I was like, he needs sugar. He needs sugar. So then we're trying to. And then I, at the meantime, I throw a towel in the cold pool and then I'm throwing that on top of you.
Well, see, now that's when I came back into the picture. Yeah. So I passed out. A little
dramatic.
Yeah. I could hear screaming, but I was not. It was like an out of body experience.
Yeah.
Because
you had fully passed out.
I was gone, but I could hear you screaming but yeah, I remember. So it's the middle of winter.
Yeah.
The pool's closed.
Yes.
And you had taken my beach towel.
Yeah.
And you had dipped it in the water that was probably 33 degrees and threw it on me.
Yes.
And when you did that, I don't know, did you get a cup of water and throw it in my face?
No,
too?
I think the towel was, I didn't wring it out, so there was lots of water with the towel, so I was kind of drowning you.
Yeah.
Didn't really mean to.
I remember the water was going in my nose, and I start choking
yes.
on this ice like, cold oh, no. water. But I mean, that brought me back.
Yeah.
But I had.
But know, anyway, all that. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I don't do good in hot
tub. Can't handle the heat very well.
So ever since then, I don't know if that was a heat stroke or I don't know, but 15 minutes. That's all I get.
Yes.
I mean, after 15 minutes, if the timer goes off, I better get out or I'm bobbing like an apple.
Yep.
And so I knew I got 15 minutes in this hot tub. Well, 10 minutes goes by and I hear that still small voice say, why don't you get out? And I got a couple more minutes here. I mean, golly. Well, and I did, but what happened is about 2 minutes later, probably 12 minutes into this soak, these two guys walk in and join me, and they're wearing trunks. And I thought, what a bunch of amateurs. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, come on, guys. I mean, don't show everybody this is your first time. You know, let's have a little confidence. But I didn't rub it in. We're just sitting there in the bubbles. And then 30 seconds later, another guy walks in. He's also wearing trunks. And I'm like, golly, what? I figured, like, is there a Southern Baptist convention in town or something? And at this point, I'm 100% confident that this is a clothing optional situation. But then three guys walk in, fully dressed.
Oh, my.
And they sit down at the tables by the cold plunge, and they whip out a deck of cards. And at this point, now I'm like 70% confident that this is clothing optional, but I start looking for a sign. I'm looking for anything that can tell me clothing optional. And I think so many times we'll make a decision based on what we believe is true or what we thought was true because of what we saw in the past. And I just kind of put those two together over the next 7-8 minutes, because now it's like, well, now I can't get out.
You've got to get out.
And I'm worried the bubbles are going to stop. Over the next 7 or 8 minutes, there's about 15 more guys that all come into the spa. Every one of them's wearing trunks.
Oh.
So at this point, there's 20 of us in the spa. You know, there's 12, 13 of them in the hot tub with me. I'm the only naked guy there.
Oh, no.
But they don't know it. Because those bubbles are still going.
I can't believe I'm still laughing.
And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I should have gotten out of this water about 8 minutes ago.
Right.
Because I think any minute now, and I'm getting hot, and I can feel it.
That's the last thing you need is some naked guy passing out a hot tub.
if I pass out and I'm bobbing like an apple, I don't know. Do you just, in that situation, do you help that person?
Yes.
Or do you flee like you just saw a turd in a swimming pool? Like,
oh,
I'm afraid they would just leave. But, you know, and I'd never before in my life ever have prayed that a naked man would join me in a hot tub. But I was saying that prayer then, and I'm proud to say I was praying it, but it did not come true. And finally, I'm like, I got to go. And then it occurred to me, crap, how many of these guys are in my audience?
Oh, no.
I mean, how many of these guys
are
going to be getting ready to see me on stage? And so I there was no way out. And finally, I mean, and we're all talking. Nobody has a clue. And finally, I just like, well, guys, see you later. And I just stand up. And there was a lot of conversations going on. And as soon as I stood up, they all stopped.
Where was your towel?
It was way over there by the cold plunge.
Oh, no.
And I had to weave in between the tables and chairs the guys were playing cards at. You don't really think about where someone's head level is when they're sitting down playing cards until you're the guy walking by them naked. And anyway, I decided not to get in the cold plunge.
Wise.
Grabbed my towel, left. I'm still pretty confident that was clothing optional spa.
Isn't that a culture thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
But who knows? Yeah.
But that was...
I have heard that, but I still always laugh at that story.
I mean, nobody ever came up to me on stage, but maybe they couldn't recognize my face after that little event. But that was wild.
Yeah.
That was wild. But what is the takeaway? Is there a takeaway there?
I don't know. I'm sure there's something.
There's got to be something. I mean, I think of the mistakes I've made. I guess we shouldn't assume.
Yeah.
I could have been in the right, and maybe you just got to be confident and just play just your game.
Own your decision.
Own it. I did.
You did.
I walked confidently across that room.
Yep. That's funny. That's much better.
Does that give you a little bit of little bit of laughter? A
little bit of giggle. Yes.
So what should we still got some time. What should we roll into next? You got any thoughts?
So tell me, will you ever allow us to do listener questions? Like if somebody emails you or texts you, hey, why don't you talk about this on your podcast? Would you do listener questions?
Well, you're assuming there's going to be listeners.
Well, that's true. So, my mom may have a question, or your mom.
I don't think she's listening after that story. Yeah. And I definitely don't think she's going to Vegas with us.
No,
I think... I think I probably got quite a few clients out there that would have some questions.
Yeah,
they'd like for us to discuss.
Yeah.
So if you've got a question or a comment or a concern or anything feedback, just shoot us an email at info@nickbittle.com. That's info@nickbittle.com, and we'll get those questions put on the air.
That would be fun.
Absolutely. Well, that's probably enough fun for today. What do you think?
Yes. I enjoyed it.
Good deal.
Good laughs.
Maybe next time we'll do a little bit more leadership.
Okay.
All right. Till next time, guys. Thank you.